KNMALP 95.7 Lincoln, Nebraska.
Do you have time on your hands? Do you have a heart for helping? Lincoln City Libraries are seeking volunteers to read books to children from 9 to 11 a.m. on Mondays and or Tuesdays at the Health Department Immunization Clinic located at 3140 N Street. Contact Vicki Wood at 402-441-8565 or email her at v.wood@lincolnlibraries.org.
Have time on your hands? Have a heart for helping? Aging Partners is looking for volunteers to assist at the Downtown Senior Center. Help is needed in cleaning up the dining room by returning dirty dishes and trays to the dish room. Dates and time are flexible. Contact Victoria Pearsall at 402-441-6148 or email V. Pearsall, that's V-P-I-E-R-S-O-L, at lincoln.ne.gov for more information.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship each Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Please join us, won't you? We're located just north of 40th and Old Cheney. Thank you, and may God richly bless you today and always in Jesus.
.7 FM The Cross is currently looking for volunteers, but life can be busy and there is not always time for extra activities. Instead, please consider donating to KNNALP. Though we are a volunteer nonprofit organization, it still takes money to keep this station operational. For more information, contact KNNA at 402-904-1700. That's 402-904-1700. Or email us at info@thecross957.org. info@thecross957.org.
95.7 FM, The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
Warning! Off on a Tangent is a combustible eye irritant and binds to the brain immediately. In case of eye contact, immediately flush with water, remove contact lenses, tidy whiteys, or prosthetics, and continue flushing for 15 minutes, or whenever David stops talking. That'll be long enough. In case of skin contact, immediately wash with soap and water. If irritation persists, get medical attention. Adam is not a physician, but he'll look at it and ask you weird, awkward questions about it, so give him a call. Danger! The following program is harmful if swallowed. If ingestion occurs, induce vomiting immediately and continuously for the next 4 to 6 hours, or whenever you reach the end of Bohemian Rhapsody. If you have trouble achieving this, you're in luck. Stay tuned, because Off on a Tangent is next.
This is Off on a Tangent, Saturday, April 8th. First up, the song's called Ugly Cherries. We're good. That was Ugly Cherries by the Bam. Ready?
By the band.
By the band. The well, band. It's called Power Bottom.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you?
That is correct. I did.
He said bottom.
He's been waiting all week to say that.
Yeah, so.
For a second, I thought you meant that the band name was Ready.
No.
You said the band Ready?
No.
I mean,
I said that.
That could have been a band name.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was just the band.
Yeah, well.
The band? That is a band, actually.
Welcome, the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band. There's a band called The Band. I think it's band as in illegal band.
Oh, though. Yeah.
Which is kind of clever.
Right. Ah, here's static.
I do. Who's doing that?
Yeah. It might be me.
Is it?
Yeah, it's me. Oh,
is
this
you?
Isn't good.
Why? Why
it's,
is that happening?
I think it's because I have dumb mic over here. I'm in it. I'm,
you
I'm
gave,
using a
you
different
gave the,
mic.
You gave the
compulsive
tricky
fidgeter.
Mic to the fidgeter, yeah.
Can't give the tricky mic to the tricky guy.
By the way,
it's
welcome
too much tricky
to the program.
In one place.
Yes.
That's Adam over there.
Yes, I am Adam, yes.
Twitchy guy is David.
Hello.
I'm Eric, and I can't hear myself. Have I been off this entire time?
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
We have a new guy running the soundboard tonight.
It's not his fault.
No, he's good.
It's my fault.
It's Jim's fault.
I don't know.
It's the captain's fault.
I was going somewhere with that, and then I just totally lost it.
Was this a Good Will Hunting reference?
Maybe.
You need somebody to say it's not your fault. It's not your fault,
I
Jim.
I guess. Anyways, where were we?
I have no idea.
We haven't even picked
the
a topic.
The band
yet.
Names. No, yeah. No,
band
we're going to. Band
yeah.
names,
that's
yeah.
A, yeah, that's
yeah,
a topic.
So the band was called.
Ah! Sorry. That's me again.
Sorry.
All right.
The band was called.
Power Bottom.
Power Bottom. That's an amazing band name.
I discovered it while listening to an online feed. Ooh. Wow.
That's a bad wire, is what that
yeah.
is.
And we're going
okay.
Around. Okay.
Well, that was some exciting radio.
And I am now.
Now you're sitting in my chair.
I'm
this is. We've completely reorganized.
He's
this
not
room,
in it,
and
people.
I am flipping out.
We're all right.
I've completely lost it.
Are you okay?
I am flipping out. That could be a band name.
I'm flipping out. Or flipped out. That'd be like a girl band name.
Maybe.
The band name that occurred to me was that a Swizzle Stick.
Swizzle Stick.
Yeah. Swizzle Stick.
What kind of band would that be? Would it be like a punk band or
No. It would be just the worst kind of cotton candy pop band.
Oh. Ever. Okay.
I wasn't saying it was a band I wanted to be a part of. Yeah. It was just the first possible band name that came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
The worst kind. That could be a band name. The worst kind.
Yeah.
That's a solid band name.
Yeah.
I feel like usage of the article the in band names is sort of an old convention. Right. I mean, you run into it sometimes with new bands, but like in the 50s and 60s, it was the birds. Birds, the Beatles, Pretenders. The Monkees.
That's My Chemical Romance. I was going to say, but what else is there?
Well, but you're onto something there because a lot of the stuff I pick out, if I type in the, it's a totally different band. If I drop the and it shows up, like I always say, you know, the Gorillaz was a band that we played recently, and if you type it in Spotify, the Gorillaz does not exist. It's just Gorillaz.
Gorillaz, right? Oh, right.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like a British thing or what, because they don't use the in the title, but. It's hard to say when you're trying to introduce them.
It might have to do with...
Well, the Beatles were a British band.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I know that one thing is that if you have just sort of nothing words like that... Mm-hmm. I mean, they're something, but...
Right.
Unnecessary words like that that might sound good in the context of radio, they're not really helpful if you're trying to look them up online or something, you know?
Right.
Right.
How many
right.
people want to type the into search engines?
Well, and when it comes to brand management, too, I mean, the U2 just doesn't work.
Right.
U2
right.
does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Coca-Cola, nobody says that, so.
Mm-hmm. So... Anyway.
Anyway.
I was listening to a show on BBC and they had this playlist. There's a show called Roundtable where the host, his name's Steve, will get like musicians from England and they all listen to brand new music. Mm-hmm. Once a week he has another group and they call it Roundtable and they play the song, discuss it, and they rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, I think. And the band came up as Power Bottom. And I'm like, yeah, I had a chuckle at that too.
I mean, it is the most powerful muscle in the human anatomy.
Sure.
It's true.
I had a chuckle and it was a good song. It wasn't this song that they played, but it was really good. So
I thought the tongue was, to be honest.
Really?
I thought I heard that too.
In proportion to its mass, I believe so.
All right.
I believe that is true. Mm-hmm. But if
you've now learned something, folks. You better turn off the radio. Because
yes,
we believe the rest
educational
of your brain
hour is
up.
Over. So. So anyway,
all right.
So what about? Have you heard any bands that just you think of and you're like, that's kind of a funny name?
Mm. I mean, they all sort of shoot for that,
right?
Anymore?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't.
There was a band from the 90s that I actually cannot say on this station, but they were actually really good. There's the first word I can't say, but the last word was Surfers.
Oh, what did they say?
Yeah,
no, I'm not going to. Yeah.
What did they sing?
I can't remember this song.
Was that a Courtney Love band?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but it was kind of in the era with that band, Hole.
right.
Hey, Jim.
Garbage.
We're.
Hey, can you hear me?
Fourth mic is back in line.
Is it making any weird noises at all?
No.
Not as yet.
Okay, I went and got another cord.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
For those microphones, I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you should burn that other cord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Or just throw it away, I guess. Yeah.
In time for the next song.
That's right. What song is this?
This is Bow.
Now that Jim's here, we better play the music.
Right. This is Bow by Kasabian.
If it ain't love, then it's over. Understand me when I tell you that we just can't keep on holding on to this. Now we are friends, they're all saying that I'm no good. Are you kidding? This is mental. Come from the start. We're both standing here.
Hi. We're back on Off on a Tangent. That was Kasabian with Bao. And yeah.
And that was the complete absence of good audio engineering.
Right. But we're learning.
Sorry, I'm beating up on this guy.
We're learning. Yeah. Yeah. We're learning. We're learning here.
Ben's leave him great. Alone. He's only five.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ben is doing great.
He's doing good.
So. Oh, 11.
No, yeah, we're still on the air.
He's like, yeah, we're not on crashed. The air. Yeah. We're still good.
That's a very odd fade out on that song.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes they do that, and they have like a. Sometimes on, you know, on an album, they begin the next song and
they
end
the transition.
Song.
Yeah,
the
no,
transition.
I've heard that.
Oh,
I've
right.
Heard,
so,
that happened.
So in that song, it transitions to the last song, so or the next song. So that's why that kind of was kind of weird. So
gotcha.
But
gotcha.
If I had a little more knowledge on how to edit stuff, I'd probably would have edited that out. But
no,
I like the song. So
yeah.
So there it is. So anyway, Jim's back.
Yeah, I keep walking away from the table.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Which,
yeah,
is,
we're
which
good.
Is fine.
It's like he's in charge of this whole affair. So.
Right. So, anyway, you were talking about jobs.
Yes.
Yes.
Jobs.
You have multiple jobs right now.
Yeah. Right now, I do. I have two. I work for Lincoln Public Schools mm-hmm. District as mm-hmm. a substitute paraeducator. Okay. And then I work part time at the Raising Cane's on 48th and R as a kitchen manager. Mm. Which, yeah.
All right.
Both fun jobs. I get paid enough anyway.
Yep.
So. Yeah. So as a substitute, then, is it pretty irregular or is it?
Oh, it's very. It's nice because I kind of get to pick when I work and when I don't because they just have all the available, you know, all the vacant jobs up on a site. And I just go and I pick my hours pretty much.
That's cool.
Which,
okay.
You know, you get paid less than the regular paras, but you know, it's a nice flexible schedule and the pay is still pretty all right.
Now, are you able to choose the school you work at or?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, whatever school has a vacancy, they put it up on their site and away I go. And it is interesting. Like going into it, I was thinking, oh man, this is gonna be rough. A different school every day. I'm not gonna know the layout. I'm not gonna know the people. And it's just But it's fun. I actually I really surprised myself. I actually enjoyed that aspect of it. It's okay. Sort of an adventure every day.
Would you call that a your career, or is this, you think you're going to end up doing something else as a quote unquote career?
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm famous for changing my path in this regard.
Right.
But
welcome to the club.
Welcome.
Cuz you're a little ways out of college. So you are on your own. You've been on your own.
I mean, I'm in and out of college. I'm actually working. It is kind of my career. Because what I'm working on right now is I'm working on my bachelor's in education. So hopefully, right now, you know, I have a job in my field, but hopefully I'll be able to move up to a slightly better paying job in my field.
Right.
And I'll have more.
If you're
going to
be a teacher, that's going to be hard.
Jim, been there, done that?
I was a teacher once. I know what that is. I mean, I was a parochial teacher, so the pay is definitely different than a public school teacher.
Right.
But still, teachers unfortunately do not get paid as much as they should.
Yeah, no.
That is definitely true.
So, Jim, you're somebody that you went through college.
Yeah.
You went all the way through college, not like in and out like David's
Correct.
Experience.
It just took me a little longer.
Right. But I mean, and there's so many different experiences of college, like what that means for people that I think people before they go to college don't realize that that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that people don't realize the way it is your life is drastically different from what it was going out of college. You had a certain idea of what was going to happen, right?
I did have a certain idea.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what you're doing at all now.
No, I'm not
Not
teaching.
That that's bad.
No.
The point is that, like,
that's typical,
your life has,
honestly.
Yeah, it is. At a certain age, you don't realize it, and it's really, really shocking until it's happened a few times. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that life is completely different from what we were taught and what we believed for years and years.
It's completely different. You know, I did not have a certain path chosen when I got to college. Like when I first arrived at Concordia, I was going to be a physical ed major with a history minor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, coming out of high school, though, I didn't really know what I was wanting to do anyways. That's kind of still the truth.
Want to make enough money to do the fun things.
But unfortunately, there was a certain professor who ruined my passion for history. Absolutely ruined it. And so I didn't know what I was doing. And to make a long story short, I bounced around between different majors, and I finally tapped into teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're prepping us for parochial schools and public schools. But then what they didn't prep you for was multi-grade classroom.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't prep you for was multi-grade classroom as a one-room school.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
I mean, that's still a thing today.
So when I first started teaching, I was actually doing substitute teaching. So what Dave is... Dave, see, I told you I was going to call you Dave.
It happens. When I worked for another job, when I worked for KNGN, that was my name. So
okay.
Not a problem.
All right, Dave. When David was talking about stuff, I already knew exactly what he was talking about. So I did substitute teaching for a little bit, and then I finally was called to a small school up north, and at first I was doing grades 4 through 8, all the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2 years to actually get it down. So after the second year, I was like, I've got this. And then the head teacher said, I'm leaving. And I went, what?
I'm leaving. You've been promoted.
That's what happened. That's what happened. I reluctantly accepted the head teacher position.
And by that, you mean all of the grades now, not just 4 through 8.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There was...
That just sounds insane.
I essentially did K-8. I did K-8.
My goodness. And in one room.
In one room.
My goodness.
And
gracious.
It was doable, but needless to say, I...
Went crazy.
I ended up with chronic stress. I did. And I ended up quitting, and I never went back.
Wow.
Because I actually... not very many people know this one, but I actually substitute taught at Good Shepherd Lutheran School for 2 days.
Oh.
2 days. The first day, I was like... I don't know about
everything
this.
Was coming
and
back
the
to
second
you?
Day no not necessarily
okay
maybe
okay
but the second day I was there, the school was out. I sat down at the desk to start grading papers, and I just looked around and I said, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew this is not fair to the kids. I'm getting out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got out, and I have had. I miss teaching. I don't miss everything else because the, for lack of more colorful words, the junk I had to go through was not cool.
Yeah.
I'm putting it very mildly.
With a smile.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I actually do suffer a little bit still from the effects of then chronic stress, and that was a number of years ago now.
Wow. It's that remains some hefty political stuff.
There was that.
I mean, and what I mean by that is sort of the interpersonal drama, like going to a lot of different schools. Like what I pick up on from teachers is that like just being pinched between the parents, the students, and upper faculty, and then upper faculty is pinched by, you know, the
when you use the word pinch, that makes me think of something very different.
stuck between a rock and a hard place,
caught in the grind. In the gears.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. There were multiple things. You know, I wore multiple hats when I was teaching.
Oh,
I was,
shoot.
Well, I was the acting nurse. I was the bus driver. I was the head teacher. I was the administrator. I did the yard duty thing. I technically babysat after school.
That's insane.
I'm actually forgetting a lot of things now. But I counted one day that I wore 10 hats on this job and got paid for less than one. But actually, I think what really did it in for me, I know we got really deep in this conversation.
Yeah.
What really did it for me?
Careers.
What,
this is no
was,
game.
Unfortunately, was the members of the church. They were the ones.
Politics.
They were the ones that did not treat me in a godly manner that they should have.
Wow.
Yeah. So
this is at the one room school.
School. That school actually no longer exists.
Oh.
They closed.
Surprise, surprise.
Why?
Wow.
Maybe because the issues that they had. But if any of you out there, especially you guys here in the studio, if you notice I don't really get involved with the church, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't, you know, approve of the church or whatever. It's past situations. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to go through that again.
Well, you found kind of your own place, though, too.
Yeah, here at the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and though this radio station isn't the church's radio, it does happen to be in the same building, but it is a way to reach out to those who haven't heard the word of God, or or, you know, actually I just heard not that long ago that at least two people have started attending Good Shepherd Lutheran Church because of this radio station.
That's
really
awesome.
Oh, that's great.
They heard the radio. I don't know what they heard on the radio, whether it was
probably
a
not
church
this
service.
Show.
Probably not. But I think they heard the church services.
Okay.
Listen to those guys. I want to go to church.
See, I'm now trying to imagine.
Power bottom. Honey, look up that church.
Whoa, those guys are cool. I want to go. I want to go to that building.
So speaking of the radio,
yep.
You guys are listening out there in Radio Land to Off on a Tangent on KNNA LP 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. You can also download the app at Google Play or the App Store, and you can search KNNA, and then you can download that app. And listen to us anywhere in the world, as long as you've got Wi-Fi or data on your phone. You can also listen on thecross957.org, thecross957.org, and you can just click live. I believe the button says live on there.
All right.
Now I don't have a headset. I don't have a headset.
Yeah.
Arm,
oh,
so,
that's why.
So
we should have noticed.
Is there music?
Yeah. There's a song playing.
Yeah. There's a song playing. This
everybody
is just...
stop talking.
All right.
That we thought we had on there have disappeared. All these things in flavor won't do you no favors when the summer's light is fragrant with scents of returning. Now you're burning for nothing to change. There's something there. Among the fallen fruit and flowers won't rest.
leaves are turning, autumn's fingers burnished, furnished here in hope and in faith. In the meantime, kind of working my way through a dream I was having alone, was having alone. There's something there.
Good day of the year on Off on a Tangent. Love the sound of the flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn?
Yeah.
That's just a fun word.
It is. Flugel.
Yeah,
flugel.
Flugel.
It's a trumpet, except it's kind of a mellow, it's a mellow trumpet. That's what a flugelhorn is. So.
It doesn't sound real. It sounds like something Dr. Seuss made up.
No, it's real.
Well, true to the flugelhorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but it's real. It's real. It's
work
real.
That into your next date.
Awoke all the young flugels one morning. I'm sorry.
What are you
writing?
Doing?
Writing a children's book over here.
Okay, I'm laughing because I've been reading Dr. Seuss books now for the last like 2 years. So that's why I know it's funny.
That's. I mean, it just sounds funny.
What do you think is the worst job or career, whatever? The worst one ever. My wife thinks carpet sales.
That we've experienced or that out there?
Out there, yeah.
Out there.
So my wife says it's carpet salesman.
Carpet salesman?
Yeah, that's the worst job ever.
Anybody...
Because a worst career ever, because that just to be the carpet salesman. Like that's what your life adds up to is here you are selling carpet. It's the most boring, the most boring thing in the world.
I remember going to a store in Hastings when I grew up, and they sold like carpet, and the smell is the greatest smell ever.
That is a
matter of opinion, sir.
I know. I love going into that store, and you can just smell the new carpet.
I mean, I guess I can see it. It's sort of a distinctive smell.
Yeah, but once that goes away, you're nose blind to it. So,
but I mean, have you ever seen
you work in it, and there goes the smell. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a carpet salesman who's like really excited about his job? He's like, I can't wait to get this carpet in your home. I mean, that sounds creepy.
Yeah.
I just said that.
I didn't think carpet salesman does sound creepy, to be honest with you.
I don't go see the carpet salesman that often.
Exactly.
I mean,
Who does?
How often do you need carpet?
Yeah.
It's just... No one goes to see the carpet salesman.
So all of this proves that
just
my wife
poor,
is right, actually.
Yes,
poor
sewage
lonely guy.
Sewage worker?
Sewage worker. I was actually thinking about sewage worker.
Right.
I mean, those guys that actually have to get into the sewer to make repairs.
Sewage and septic
services. Or just working at a septic center. Mm-hmm. I mean, with I go to York quite often for my job, and we have to drive by a septic center when we go to York. And it's just, you want to gag.
Uh-huh.
And there are houses, like, not even a block away from this place. I'm
how do you live here? Are very
Go to the
cheap.
Sewage center and take a left. You'll find my house.
I mean, nobody goes outside when you're that close. You just stay inside. You have your windows insulated, and you never open the door.
But your toilets work amazing. You never back up.
True.
Oh my gosh, what about the, you know, I think there's this one step further down, the Porto.
Oh, like Al Johns here, in Lincoln.
Johns. Yeah, the Porto Johns.
Yeah. You know, we actually had to is ordered the right word?
Put it in order. Five of your finest Johns, please.
Well, fries with that. So we had to get one for work.
Sorry, you want fries in that?
Done.
Headphone drop.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So anyways,
You're the one who works at the fry shop.
Yeah.
I got to see that company in action, and it's not a pleasant job. I mean, the guy driving the truck, I've never seen someone look so unhappy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just... If that's what you do all the time, you clean out porta potties and drive them back and forth to places. I don't blame the guy for not being happy.
I suppose.
I remember when I work retail, like I've said many times, and there's one time this guy saw an ad in the paper for this particular kind of tissue. All right, and was like, I want to match
toilet paper.
Yeah,
you can say toilet paper.
I can say that. Okay, toilet paper. And,
oh my goodness,
I don't want that.
What did you say? No.
So he came in and like he wanted a pallet of this stuff. He wanted a lot.
You know,
because he explained.
My introduction said today recommended that people induce vomiting immediately and continuously. So if you can't say toilet paper on the air, I went way out there.
It's funny. It's kind of uncomfortable.
That's interesting.
The toilet paper.
Yes.
It's uncomfortable to say toilet paper.
Yes.
What an odd nerve to have.
We have uncovered something. Now, which part of it, the toilet or the paper, is awkward for you?
Artwork's great.
Bright red. My goodness.
It's funny to see what types of phrases or words that just irk people in one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Adam, let's try this out.
Yes.
If instead of a toilet paper, I say poo paper, is that better or worse?
I mean,
it doesn't help.
All right, so tell your stories.
All right, so he owns his own porta potty business. I could say that, right? Porta potty. Okay.
Oh my god! Tell the story.
Being careful here, guys. Jeez.
We're in the attic of a church.
Anyway,
it's swear words we don't want to say.
This is true. So
it's a short list.
It's words like
write them down, put them on the wall.
So he wanted a lot. I mean, like a pallet, which is like 30 roll, you know, 30 cases of like gigantic 40 roll containers. So he, because there's a price match on them, so we just, you know, we gave him the price match and ordered all this toilet paper in. And
did you say 40 things of toilet paper?
Yeah, like a whole
well, it's a pallet, right?
Yeah, it's a pallet.
So it's roughly about 40.
And there's
packs
like 40
packages
for like there's like 40 packages with like 40 rolls in it, you know, right, or somewhere around there. So that's a lot.
Well, yeah.
That's a lot. And so he came in and like took one out and bought it all. And he was walking out to his truck and we were using a forklift to get it into the back of his truck. and all of a sudden he comes back like, oh, there's a coupon on here. So he had to go and return all these back. And we had to go through. We had to go through and start ripping off all these coupons for like $2 off. You save like $10. I mean, I would too, you know. But we had to go through all these coupons for toilet paper. So,
wow.
So, speaking of phrases and words that irk people,
uh-oh,
what are some phrases and words that irk you guys?
I just said mine.
We know yours. Now, this is a risk because as soon as we reveal this, people that we know and each other, we're going to be using it against each other.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what makes it fun.
I feel like I've revealed enough about myself in the last year.
I know one.
Not enough.
Can I guess one? Lotion.
Word lotion. Of me?
No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, it's not the word.
No,
that
it's
bugs
the actual
thing.
Item.
The actual but, lotion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mine is one of the ones I hate the most.
Mufasa. Sorry.
Big time.
Big time?
I hate big the time. Phrase big time because it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, big time?
Big time.
So now the guys at work, they make fun of me now because I told them that, but hey, whatever.
It's annoying. Big. That's a big time annoyance.
Yeah, yeah, it really is, David.
Oh, you shouldn't have revealed this.
Oh,
no,
I got
no, I, but hey, I knew what I was opening up, so.
I got one.
Okay.
Yeah. When someone says, refers to you as brother man. How's brother. It going, brother man?
I've never heard that.
Brother yeah, man. Yeah. I've heard it.
Really?
I've heard
brother
it.
Man?
Okay.
It's yeah. It's super weird. I feel like if you say brother man, you should have like long, stringy hair, a beard, and round smoke spectacles.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, brother man?
Then you respond, I'm doing okay. Then you know. They go, right on.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
And then they walk away and you say, that was it?
That was it.
Okay.
When they say right on, that's just, I don't know, that just kind of...
Right
me.
On. Right on.
I think it's just the certain, you know, certain type of person that says that.
Right
you know,
on.
They're trying to be
right
super personal with you, but they have no idea who you are. Right on.
There's a word, this word doesn't bother me, but it's how some people say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the word is especially.
Oh,
but there are people who say especially.
Yeah,
there is no X in the word or C, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's especially, not especially.
Yeah.
Well, you're living in this.
There's people that say words like often and
often,
et cetera.
Yeah, et cetera. Yeah, that's another.
Oh,
yeah.
My
it's
mother,
not et cetera. It's et cetera.
My mother says et cetera all the time.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, I can't.
That's not what the word is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Eric, for correcting my mother.
Take that, Mrs. Mankin.
<Thank you.
laughs> I'm sorry, Mrs. Mankin. You're a wonderful person.
Okay.
Like
okay. Well, she spent the longest time pronouncing the kitchen tool whisk as wisp.
Wisp.
Oh.
She said, can you hand me the wisp? It's a wisp, Mom. No, it's a wisp. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond not that long ago, actually. I picked one up and says, Mom, what is this? That is a whisk. Thank you.
She looked at the tag?
Yeah.
When she asked for a wisp, you should have just like yanked a couple hairs out of your beard and chucked them at her. Flick some beard hair at it.
Right.
That's a wisp.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Have some wisp in your cookies. That's gross.
All right.
My goodness. All right. This segment has been really potty mouthed.
Literally. It hasn't been dirty at all. It's just been literally. So. Yeah, okay. So go ahead.
Anyway, up next, Night Clubbing by Iggy Pop.
Thank you. Hi.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're
back.
How's
it going?
This is Off on a Tangent.
This is Off on a Tangent. That was Iggy Pop with Night Clubbing off his debut album that debuted 40 years ago. Yep. So.
Wow. Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. I read something funny. This is cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There is a music journalist that knew Iggy Pop, David Bowie, and I can't remember the other one. I think it, maybe Prince, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But he predicted, which people will die, in order first. And he thought Iggy Pop would die a long time ago. And he's the one still alive and doing well. So
Did he nice. Get, was he partially right? Did he get Bowie right before Prince?
I don't know. Those are the two names I remember. It was Bowie and Iggy Pop. So,
well, anyway. you guys hear that song, that music.
That song.
I mean, I lost my flash drive for the original music for this.
Yeah, I missed the old song.
So I'm going to have to do another one. I'm going to have to put together another one because I don't know where to win. Okay. All right, so this is Would You Rather. You're on Off on a Tangent. Okay. Would you rather sleep every night in a human-sized nest in a tree? Okay, would you rather sleep every night in a human-sized nest in a tree or in a burrow underground?
Ooh.
So, do you want to be in a nest in a tree or in a burrow underground?
The good thing about a burrow underground would be consistent temperature all year round.
More consistent.
Theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Depending
and
on how deep.
But yeah, I'm totally picturing a hobbit right now, so I would totally build a house in this burrow and become Bilbo Baggins.
Right. And if you had any predators threatening
James Kirk
you, though,
becomes Bilbo Baggins.
Then you'd want to wake up in a tree because then you could see everything.
I'm gonna put a door in this burrow.
Well, yeah, but
an alarm system.
Okay, and a peephole too.
It's a whole house underground.
You're a very sophisticated hobbit. Then.
I am.
It's a burrow.
I'm just taller.
When does a burrow become a house?
That's what I would do. I'd do a burrow.
I don't know.
You just define the burrow out of existence.
I'm thinking, if you lived in a nest in a tree,
human sized nest.
You are not really taking into consideration any kind of natural elements going on. What happens if it's a windy day?
That's true.
Yeah.
Then you'll sleep really well as you're rocking in your
rocking,
nest.
Yeah. What happens if there's a thunderstorm?
Then you're going to get a shower.
I mean,
if it's a human-sized nest in a tree, the tree has to be large enough. So
it's a big tree.
Yeah. So you might actually be shielded from a good
part. What about lightning? I don't know.
The tree could get hit, but you'd be fine. For your nest.
Yeah, because you're not grounded, right?
Right.
Okay. Hailstorms?
Well, I mean, are you in this human-sized nest? Do you have, your flat-screen TV and a video game system?
Well, I was thinking an actual bird's nest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like
that bird is going to be really upset.
I know.
I mean, we're being
probably come back and seek vengeance.
We're kind of being facetious with the question. I mean, presumably,
we've always done.
What? Presumably, they're...
no. Let's take this seriously, guys.
Fair enough. But no, presumably, they're not asking the question, thinking, "Oh, yeah, you can renovate this and make it." Of course. Right. Will you live in a treehouse that is pristine? Of course, you would. Mm-hmm. Do you want to live in a hole? You want to live in a nest?
Okay,
I would still take the hole. It's sensible.
Okay.
There we go. I took one seriously hole. For once. Yeah. How did it work?
That's very hobbitish of you.
How did
it's a
it
very
work?
Sensible hole.
All right, are we ready for the next one?
Your phone is blowing up.
Yeah, I have an answer of nest. Someone
nest
less bugs. Go for the nest because there's less bugs.
Bugs.
That's
fewer
that's
bugs. Bugs in the nest.
Bugs can climb
I don't
trees.
Think so.
Nah,
bugs
I think there's a lot of mosquitoes up there.
Yeah.
The ones that sting live in the tree.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
The earthworms might try to strangle you, though.
That's possible.
Yeah, that would be a bad way to go.
All right. Would you rather tell someone famous that his or her fly is open, or have someone famous tell you your fly is open?
Oh, that's easy.
Would you rather tell someone famous that his or her fly is open, or have someone famous tell you your fly is open?
I had a similar dilemma the other week.
I gotta hear
really?
This.
Run into Larry the Cable Guy, did you?
No, it doesn't involve a famous person.
Oh.
It involves a... my wife and I were at an event with some other couples, and, you know, they put you around different tables and all that, and there was a couple couples that we knew at this table, and there was one couple at this table that we didn't know yet. But we met them, and they were very nice and all of this stuff, and the guy... stands up at some point. We're like in a break or something, and so we're just kind of moving around. The guy stands up and his fly is fully down and he's got his hands in his pockets, so he's kind of spreading it, you know? And I am trying for like 5 minutes, I'm trying to think, you know, I don't know this guy well and I'm sitting down right now, so if I stand up from my chair and go over and start talking to him, that's going to be really obvious to everybody, and it's going to, I mean, I can't do it quietly because that's just creepy, you know, these two guys who don't know each other, and I'm going to start whispering to them. Right? Like, it flies down. And yeah. So finally, I had to watch, and I felt sufficiently sorry for him as he discovered on his own that his fly was down. And he did the whole, like, bend over and then just snap back straight up. And you start looking around to see if anybody notices. And yeah. Then pull your shirt down yeah. Over the crotch of your pants as you try to sit down without anybody noticing. Yep.
You know,
I'm really sorry, dude. I feel really sorry for you, but I saw everything.
This is why when we were kids it was so much better, because you could just scream out, XYZ, yep. And everybody would look.
Then, oh, okay.
We just need to have something like that as
adults. I never thought
that
phrase had any kind of virtue to it, except because people would shout it out even if it wasn't true.
Well, okay. Yeah, I never ran into XYZ,
me to look.
I had a lot of experiences of people yelling that and then doing something to me while I was checking.
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrase before, like used like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Examine your zipper?
Yeah.
It was worldwide for about 5 minutes. You know how things go at that age.
I remember when I was a kid.
Should be EYZ, just realized.
I remember when I was a kid I performed entirely.
Just realized.
You just realized this.
I never analyzed this phrase. I was too busy checking my fly. And getting water ballooned after checking my fly in air.
Wow. Somebody was prepared.
I don't remember that specific instance. It's just, like, I just remember kids being ornery and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kids are awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Like cheating really at horrible. Tag sort of thing. I don't think I ever got water ballooned or anything.
I remember when I was a kid, I performed an entire Christmas program.
With your fly down?
With my fly down.
Like a boss. Like a boss.
Yeah.
Hey, own it, man.
I know.
That's the thing to do.
I think my dad came. I had been like, not that young. I think it was like maybe 7, 8 years old when that happened.
Oh.
And my dad, after the show, said, your fly was down. And I'm like... Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
So,
Jim's walking away at a perfect time to give us another Would You Rather.
I got some cards here. Yeah, all right.
I think those are the ones that he used already.
Are those the discards or the...
Oh, okay.
So what would you do then? Would you want a firmest paid person?
I didn't throw in on this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
We didn't actually throw in on this. We just...
Yeah.
I would much rather tell a famous person that, you know, that just actually appeals to me. It's like, hey, Leo, your fly is down. Keanu Reeves, your barn door is open. How would Keanu Reeves react?
Okay, we have like a minute left. Let's get one more in here.
Okay.
So this one...
Good riff. This, we didn't answer.
Thank you for using
like
barn door, by the way.
Where'd it go? Okay, I don't know where it went, but I know what it is. This one's kind of creepy.
Oh,
would
boy.
You rather...
That's why it's so memorable to you.
Would you rather have a see-through nose or white eyeballs? Not necessarily blind, just white eyeballs.
Would you rather
have a see-through nose or white eyeballs?
White eyeballs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
See-through nose is just... That's creepy.
I said it was creepy.
Oh, they both are.
Yeah.
Well, but the one is kind of cool creepy, you know? No, a see-through nose is just deforming.
You can put on colored contacts, too.
Also true.
Yeah, or we'll just wear sunglasses constantly.
That's true.
Which is also creepy, but less so than a see-through nose.
Mm-hmm. See, then you could pretend that you were blind, and you could really pull lots of scams on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did I just say that out loud?
You heard it here.
I guess you heard it here first, folks.
You know, that's something that's already been done. I'm sure.
I recognize this music.
Yeah.
This means we're done.
This show has ended.
Well, so I love the conclusion there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Radioland, the show's done.
Show's we over. Concluded. We're going home. Go These home. Are my keys.
Good. Goodbye.
Go do something better with your life,
Adam.
You've been listening to Off on a Tangent. In case you can't tell,
he's got his head on his mic
by Adam, who is now implanted into the mic. So good show, Adam.
We love you, Adam. Yeah. We love you, Adam.
Do you? Captain what? Kirk, Eric,
David. Yep.
Ben over there.
What's our contact info? Quick.
Yeah.
Oh. Off on a Tangent Radio at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/Off on a Tangent Radio.
Tangent Radio 957 at Twitter.
And you can also listen to archived episodes at lacrosse957.org.
True.
Go there and search for programs and then click on this show, Off on a Tangent, and you can listen to the previous shows like the last month.
Over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to pull your hair out, yeah.
Can we go home now?
All right.
Bye-bye. I guess. All right. We'll see you guys later. Y'all.